I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Looks like it is time for Tom Brady. And Tom Brady this week is brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, powering New England businesses with electrical products, services, and solutions. Also brought to you by your New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V and the Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing. Also, Tom Brady brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. And good morning, Tom Brady.
Hi, Greg. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How was your Labor Day weekend?
It was good. We practiced yesterday and have some stuff going on today and back on the field tomorrow. So just a lot of, you know, prep for the season and for the opener. And everyone's really looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun.
Sunday night marks your sixth banner ceremony at Gillette, and I don't want to get all Foxborough fanboy like on this question, but do you have a favorite?
That's a good question. I for the most part, we've always kind of, you know, just stuck to our normal routine and having, you know, we're not a part of really any of the festivities, so they kind of happen, and then after the game, you hear, you know, what went on and so forth. But it's a great thing to celebrate for the 2018 team, but the 2019 team is, you know, we're focused and ready to try to go out and win a football game. So, you know, I saw it on Instagram. The Patriots did a cool video kind of showing all the different ceremonies. So, I mean, they're all unique and they're all a little bit different. So it's a great thing to celebrate. And you also know football season's here, which I certainly love.
I mean, you must know who's performing. Can you just tell us who's performing?
I have no idea. I haven't asked. I have no idea.
I mean, can you?
Do you know?
No, I don't know. I mean, I wish I did. I'd like to be able to. Like, I think you can bet on that. I mean, I'd like to. If you could give us some inside information, so we can.
Oh man, I got no clue. I have no idea.
All right, no idea. Tom, I wanted to ask you about Brian Hoyer, who, of course, was cut and then signed by the Colts. And I wanted you to tell us a little bit about what he meant to the organization.
Absolutely. I mean, he's been a great friend since he came to our team in 2009. I've always kept in touch with him. And it was really, you know, when he came back, you know, two seasons ago, you know, we picked up right where we left off. And he added so much to our meeting room. I had so much trust in him and confidence of the things that he saw. And he had also been exposed to, you know, a lot of different offensive systems. So he brought, you know, some different knowledge, how, you know, people ran different offenses and so forth. And he always provided great insight, great leadership. It's very difficult to see, you know, your friends get released. And, you know, that was really no different. So it's part of what happens in the NFL. I'll never get used to it. But I know that any team that Brian Hoyer, you know, has, any team that Brian's on is a better team for having him. So Indy's got a great quarterback in having Brian there.
Does the fact that he's gone make your job more difficult?
You know, my job is, it's a difficult job regardless of who's there, but you know, I just think, again, Brian provided a lot, and he is a great quarterback for our team. And, you know, he won an off-season award. He just brought a great positive energy to the team and always, you know, optimistic. And, you know, I think there's times for me that I get frustrated or I get down or disappointed in things that may happen, and he would try to bring me back to center pretty quickly, so. I love the relationship I have with him. It'll certainly continue on in its own personal way. We just won't, we just won't be working together.
When it comes to roster decisions, does Bill get input from you guys on that at all?
you know, no, that's his, you know, those are his choices. And, you know, as someone who chooses the team, I mean, that's what his responsibility is. So, you know, I think everyone trusts him to, you know, for the, Mr. Kraft trusts him, you know, the team trusts him to try to make the best decisions possible. And it's a very challenging job. And especially when you have a lot of talented players on the team, it's, you know, you can't keep all the great players. That's just the reality of professional football. There's a limit, and, you know, different guys are vying for different spots, and it's always a difficult day. It's challenging thing, I'm sure, to cut the team down, and people have played a part of the team, played big roles on the team. It's probably one of the toughest days of the year, if not the toughest, outside of, you know, losing games. That's, you know, guys having to move on with their life or their careers is always a very difficult thing.
Tom, you're 11-3 in your career against the Steelers. Why do you think you've been so dominant against one of the better teams in the NFL?
Well, I think it's first of all, they're a great football team. They're always well prepared. They're well coached. They've had great continuity over the years. Their schemes are very similar. You know, defensively, you know, they have carried on the tradition of kind of great Steeler defenses. And then offensively, you know, with what Big Ben's done and, you know, that offensive attack, it presents a big challenge. So, you know, we played well certain days. I think there's other days we haven't played well and, you know, they've really handed it to us. But it's a tough game to open with. I think the opener is always a tough game. There's very limited film to study. The team that we are now is going to be very different than the team we are in November, December, but they all count the same. So you just have to be as prepared as possible. You know, we're going to have to play a really clean game. This the team that challenged you in a lot of different areas. So it's going to be a fun night. There'll be a lot of great, you know, energy out there. We'll have great fan support, but we got to go out there and play. You know, we have to play a great game, and that's what it takes against great football teams, and they're one of the best in the league.
Well, Tom, the staff on the show has chosen you as the Needham Bank Player of the Game for your yoga pose on the sideline.
Awesome.
And, yeah.
What do I get for that?
I think we send over some kind of a gift. Like, I think it's a gift card or something. Actually, it's a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Just one.
I don't know if that's does that fit in? Now that you're eating pizza all the time, is it have you dared to try the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I haven't been in there. I've not, you know, kind of explored that particular area
of cuisine.
Food, so. Tell me how it goes.
But you also, I mean, listen, I think we touched on it briefly last week when you were on, but you also were able to effectively cut some hair during the game. I was wondering if when it comes to pranks, if there's one that you think is the best one that you were ever able to pull on a rookie.
Yeah, we've had some good ones. We've had some good pranksters. You know, that fourth preseason game is always interesting. You're getting right to the end, and you know that right after the game it gets pretty serious. So I guess you're letting out all your playful side. You're emptying the tank on all the fun playfulness before that game ends. So, but we've had some great ones. Matt Light was, I would say, the person who always kept it light, and he was a great prankster. You know, he made videos, songs, anything to lighten the mood a little bit. Because, you know, in football, it's deadly serious. You know, it's certainly a very serious sport. So it's nice to have a little lightness to the day.
Didn't he one time fill your car with packing
peanuts?
Packing peanuts, fill your entire car?
Yeah, he did. So you opened the sunroof and then basically filled the entire car. And Drew did a few things to me. He had that purple powder that when it was exposed to your skin, I think they like put it on money, you know, in banks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he put it in my socks, which I didn't know. So I basically wear my socks the entire practice. And then this was my rookie year in 2000. And when I got in, I looked down at my socks and they're purple in my shoes. So I basically have to like peel the sock off my foot. And I look like Barney, you know, like literally my feet were purple for like 2 weeks and it was pretty funny. So That was probably the ultimate one, because that's a pretty great prank. How to get the socks to me with the powder in it, then I don't feel the powder, and you sweat, and it just, the purple dye just sticks to your skin. So it was pretty nasty.
Did you catch any of Gronk's press conference?
I didn't. No. I missed it.
He's advocating strongly for CBD oil, and I'm wondering kind of where you stand on this, and whether you think it's something that the NFL ought to allow.
I think, you know, they should explore it and do what's best for the players. That's, you know, I've kind of thought that about a lot of different things. So I think there's a lot that goes into those type of decisions that are all collectively bargained, and I know they're collectively bargaining a lot of those things. So we'll see how it shakes out.
Speaking of that collective bargaining, where do you stand when it comes to the preseason and potentially maybe exchanging a preseason game or two for an added playoff game?
Well, it's, you know, again, those guys, the players, you know, feel strongly about certain things. So do the owners. You know, I think it's great when two sides, you know, get along. I think that's what I've realized in negotiations is, you know, hearing each other, doing what's best for the whole as opposed to for the individual, you know, or each side. So I think everyone's just got to come to an agreement on, you know, what they feel is best for the game moving forward. That's, you know, there's a lot of differing opinions. It's probably a lot like politics, you know, there's a lot of different sides, and everyone gets to talk about them. And, you know, at one point there were 14 games. Now there's 16 games. There were a few teams. There are expansion teams. The rosters are smaller. Now the rosters are bigger. You know, the rules have changed. So football is an evolving sport. You know, the more we learn, you know, and I think there's pluses and minuses to everything, especially the way the game is now. And I'm not really a part of many of those conversations. So I just kind of do what they tell me. Show up when I'm supposed to.
I took a lot of heat this week for saying that I thought Carly Lloyd ought to be given a chance when it comes to trying out for an NFL team. Well, how do you feel about that?
I think, you know, if you're good enough to do it, then, you know, teams wanted to, you know, explore that. I mean, everyone should have an opportunity. It's, you know, a very highly competitive game, and, you know, it's hard to find good players. You know, it's hard to find good quarterbacks. It's hard to find good coaches. It's hard to find good linebackers. It's certainly hard to find good kickers. So it's kind of, you know, a lot of ways, survival of the fittest goes back to a very, you know, archaic way. But it's, I mean, football is a very difficult sport. And you, like I said, because there's a limited roster size, you do give everyone a chance to earn the right to make the team. It's a challenging camp, challenging off season. And then, you know, the coach decides, or the owner decides, or the general manager decides, you know, who makes it and who doesn't, you know. And everyone's trying to win the games. The NFL is a very competitive landscape. And, you know, I believe that the owners try to put the best people on the field in order to give their teams the best chance to win.
Time for the quarterback question of the week with Tom Brady, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. And I think we've discussed this with you a couple times since you started coming on this year. And I think one of the questions about this team was the receiving core. And so headed into Sunday night, how is your comfort level with this receiving core, Tom?
I think we're certainly working at it, and, you know, the quarterback receiver relationship is very unique. I mean, I've played with a lot of great players, a lot of great receivers. I feel like I know what a good receiver plays like, what their attitude's like. There's a lot of different styles for receivers. You know, you look at a Randy Moss and you look at a Wes Welker. You know, you look at all these different players that have different size, different speed, different ability. And you try to formulate that group to, you know, really put the most pressure on the defense. And, you know, our group has been formulated, not many of the guys have been out there that long. You know, I have obviously a lot of experience with Julian, a lot of experience with Phil. I have some experience with Josh, very limited experience with Demarius, Nikhil, and Jacoby and Gunner. And you're just trying to, you know, it's one thing to predict how it's going to go. It's another way for you to actually go out there and do it. And I think we're going to try to put as much work as we can in from now until the end of the season in order for us to be at our best. So we're not a finished product. We won't be that way for a long time, but we're going to try to build every single day an opportunity that we have to get better and communicate. That's what we're going to try to do. So it's just like everything else, you know, the more you do it, the more you're together, the more you can anticipate, the more you can have confidence and trust in one another. And, you know, that's what we're trying to get to.
All right, it's time for the Patriots Honk Foxborough Fanboy Question of the Week from Nick. Nick, go ahead.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
What's up, Nick? You have a good week?
Oh, man, I had a great week. It's an emotional day,
please,
man.
Please don't start interacting with him personally, Tom. He's going to be very hard to take.
We might have Nick just take over. I kind of like... Nick's got some good questions. So.
Oh, real nice. Okay.
Did you hear that,
Greg? Fine. I'll just be quiet in the future when you're on. No problem.
It's a big day. Pats football in 5 days. It's back to school Tuesday, Tom. Obviously, yep. Steelers coming up on Sunday. It was a tough one last year, but 2 years ago, you guys had an incredible comeback at Heinz Field. The big drive to Gronk, and then that amazing interception with Rowe and Harmon in the end zone. That was one of my favorite. That was a great game. And that was one of my favorite Patriot comebacks. And I know your career is littered with epic comebacks. So discounting Super Bowl 51, which is the greatest comeback for anyone in any game ever, what are some of your favorite Patriot comeback wins?
Oh, man.
So, I bring the good questions for you, buddy.
You do. I mean, it's a lot of rankings. I mean, they're all a little... I think we'd have to go down, make a list for me so I could help you, go through them. But that particular one, the swing of emotions in that game a few years ago was pretty crazy. The high of, like, we scored, we hit the 2-point, we were so excited, and then they throw an under route to Juju, and he goes, like, 70 yards to the one, I thought, or, you know, whatever, what yard line did they get to? Close, down to the 5 or 6. Then they threw the pass to Jesse James. He reached over, looked like a catch, and then, the rule got over. You know, they overturned that one on the challenge on the score, which then we thought we lost. Then, oh my God, we thought we won. Then they went for it. It was crazy. That was the swing of emotions. Was, in 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know if you could do any more than that. So, the highs, the lows, to the highs was pretty sweet. So,
That was
a pretty good one.
Yeah, I almost threw my TV out the window 3 times and had about 5 heart attacks in the last 15 minutes of that game.
I remember seeing some videos from after that game of Steelers fans, and they, I think, threw their TVs as well, just in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, you could go Super Bowl 49, obviously, with that fourth quarter you had.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, 2013 at home for the Broncos. You guys were down 24-0 to Peyton and Welker.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good. That was that 12 or 13? That was
13. Welker was still
14,
on the team. 12,
Yeah, 12. 13. I think that was 14.
Okay.
Anyway, that was a great one too. Yeah.
And how about this.
You're bringing back a lot of great memories? Thank you.
Hey, listen, that's my job. I'm here for you. If you ever need any Tom Brady stats, you just call up the old Foxborough
fanboy. He's not
going to
call you guys.
Listen,
okay.
Listen, if you want him to come over and he could do like ASMR when you're trying to fall asleep and tell you like the highlights of your career, he'd be happy to do it, Tom.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember all of them, so it's nice that other people do. They can kind of refresh me on a lot of things have happened. So I'm appreciative. Thank you very much. It was a good way to start my Tuesday.
All right. Well, listen, we couldn't be more excited for Sunday. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be really exciting when it comes to that banner. And then it's going to be great to be underway with the season. And do you get week one jitters anymore or no?
I always, I do get jitters. You get anxious because you put a lot into it and you want it to be a great performance. So yeah, you do. These games are unpredictable. you know, as much as we have the belief and confidence we're going to win, you know, you still got to go out and do it. And this is about trying to perform at the highest level on the biggest stage. And Sunday Night Football is a great way to start. I feel like that's kind of turned into the game to be on. And I'm happy we get to do it in week one. So it should be a great night.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you about it on Monday. Tom Brady, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.